Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing all right, Dwayne. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, thanks for everybody tuning in with us for the Soul Man Hour. I just want to give a shout-out to Scott. He's kind of running the switch
here for us tonight as we're on the road
down in Taylor, Texas, getting ready for a freestyle book
for the FFB Extreme Tour.
Scott, I just want to tell you thanks for running the switchboard for us, and I understand you're going to be live with us at the event on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're getting ready to pack our bags, and we're actually heading out to Alabama. We're going to meet up with Ross Hill, one of the bullfighters that's actually going to be there at the event, going to be competing. And we're going to load him up in the pickup truck and haul him back over to your place down there in Taylor, Texas, man. And we are looking forward to it. About 4 months since we've done a live broadcast here on MakingEight.com. And, you know, this is the way to start things off. Us down here, we're ready to get things fired up and really get into some great action, and no better place to do it than Taylor, Texas with the FFB Extreme.
Taylor, Texas, April 24th
to 7 p.m. at Central Time, Texas time. I don't know if there's another time in Texas time, but Texas time, 8 p.m. This Saturday night.
MakingEight.com will be live, and Scott's going to be heading that up and giving a play-by-play breakdown of the bullfight for the FFB Extreme Tour. On the line, we also have Jay Brainerd and Joe Sully. Now, Jay Brainerd is one of our featured bullfighters. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to compete in this week's bullfight due to an injury a few weeks ago where he had to have some plates put in his face. And we also have pro FFB bullfighting announcer Joe Sully all the way from Canada. I'm not sure if they actually have radio internet up there, so Joe called in on his telephone. But, hey, Joe, how are you doing?
It was fantastic, enjoying the sunshine up north here.
Sunshine in Canada, is that kind of like an oxymoron?
Well, it's out. I mean, it kind of melts the snow away. I'm just looking forward to 2 days from now when we get into the mid-80s and some freestyle bullfighting.
Yeah, now, Joe, tell us about the last time you were in Texas. Maybe not the last time.
But I actually brought you down for a freestyle bullfight in San Antonio we put on.
Yeah, that was my first trip down to the Lone Star State. And I basically have my own little look. I mean, a lot of bullfighters have their own look. If you flip through the PRCA book, you know, they like to wear the same style of dress, whether it's baggies or hats or whatever. And my trademark has always been a nice black felt hat. And as soon as I landed... I mean, it wasn't even that late in the year, but as soon as I landed in San Antonio Airport, I mean, I was just a blanket of sweat. So the felt went out. I had to buy a straw and basically go hat shop to find one to fit my big head. But, yeah, that heat and I don't get along. That's why I like these events. They're 1 or 2 days. You're in, you're out, and back to what I call civilization, I guess.
Civilization in Canada, Joe. Remember, I spent a year up in Canada last year during the tour with you, and civilization was not much of what we saw. Now, let me tell you, this was the first, I've been fighting bulls for 15 years. I actually went to a rodeo this year. Joe Scully, the pro rodeo announcer, I actually went to a rodeo in Sudbury, Ontario with a garage sale.
Yeah.
Now, how many places in the world can you go to a garage sale to rodeo? Now, the worst part about this is it started to rain. The only place that was covered was the garage sale.
Yeah, those IPRA pro rodeos are definitely the bomb up north of the border.
Go ahead, Joe.
The great thing about Sudbury, when I did some touring in Pennsylvania, and I picked up this word called podunk, and so when I came home, I was like, that's podunk, and no one here back home in Ontario, Canada knew what I was talking about. And then as soon as I said, well, Sudbury, they're like, oh, yeah, podunk. Aside of that garage sale, the other thing, I don't think we told you about it until we were leaving, but there's bears walking all around in the bushes, like 300 feet from the grandstand.
No, actually, we couldn't get out of our trailer because the bear wouldn't let us out. My youngest boy couldn't get out of the trailer to go to the bathroom because the bear wouldn't leave. You know you're too far up north when they tell you not to travel at night because the moose run into your vehicle.
Oh, yeah. They will do serious damage.
Yeah, it was
Dwayne,
brutal. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dwayne, that's when you travel with somebody like Rolf Hill, so you can throw him out one way and run the other.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was going to throw out one of the kids, but he had dish duty that night, and I thought, you know, I can't really lose the kid doing dishes, and the other one was still asleep. It would be kind of child abuse if I threw the sleeping kid out to the bear.
Right. Hey, Joe.
So
Joe, back to your thing about the podunk. It's funny you say that because I actually end up marrying one of them podunk women. I got me a podunk wife.
She got a big
podunk?
Scott, did you just say you married a podunk wife?
That's right, I sure did. Right out of the hills of Pennsylvania.
How many times have you been married, Scott?
I was going to Well, it is my second, and I may not be married when I get out there to Texas, but...
No, when you get out here and you come back and call your wife podunk, bro, you're probably going to be looking at your third marriage instead of your second.
I hear you.
Now, the FF Extreme Tour, this is the first tour of its kind that's ever done. This is strictly freestyle bullfighting. And for those of you that are listening that don't know what freestyle bullfighting is, we got Jay Brainerd, one of our featured bullfighters, on the line with us. Jay, kind of come in and explain what is freestyle bullfighting.
Well, basically, obviously bullfighting started out with protecting the cowboys, the bull riders, and everything. And freestyle, it's a different deal. Mexican fighting bulls, you got to get wild, you got to get crazy and let it all hang out, and you want to stay as close as you can to that bull and maneuver that bull, make him go where you want him to go instead of the bull, you know, pushing you out, getting you hooked and everything. And then, of course, the backflips, jumps, everything like that. Just get wild and let it all hang out. And that's what we're all about.
That's awesome. Now, the difference between what normal, you know, people hear about freestyle bullfighting, and the first thing they think is matadors and the bulls are killed. Here, the bulls are not killed. These animals are very well taken care of. They're our livelihood. Without a good competing animal, you're not going to get a good crowd. You know, no one wants to see an animal that's tore up, nor do we. So we take very good care of these animals. As a matter of fact, they're taken care of so well that, matter of fact, in the state of Texas, it's mandatory with any event, any rodeo event, there's a health inspector that shows up at every one of those shows. So we take it very serious down here. I'm not, you know, up in Canada, I'm not sure where they have wild moose riding. But down here we take it really serious. Now, I'd kind of like to let you guys know who's going to be at the bullfight. You can Google many of these men and see the competitions they've been in, the things they've won. And this is pretty much the cream of the crop. We have some of the top guys in the world competing in Taylor, Texas for the FFB Extreme Tour. We have Ross Hill, Gannon Green, Dave Jansky, Ryan Mullins, Shannon Franks, Toby Inman, let's see, we have, let me flip this page over and we'll get to the right one. Chris Reeves, Shannon Franks, Andy Burrell, Jordan Lee, Corey Casto, Brandon McClure. I mean, we just have a Dylan Grange. We have a phenomenal lineup for this Saturday to compete live. It'll actually, you guys can tune in at 7 o'clock Central. If you're on Eastern time, you're going to be at, it would be 8 o'clock there. And now Scott, how's that going to work, broadcasting live? How can they get online and listen to that?
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, all you got to do is jump on with us, go to making8.com, kind of scroll down, and you'll see Making 8 Live right there. We're going to have it posted to listen live. So all you got to do is click on the link, get ready to listen, and have a good time. Now, during the show, we will also have our messenger up, and we'll have the chat room up. So we're not going to be taking calls, obviously, as we're going to be bringing you all the play-by-play action. But if y'all want to jump in there and you know, say a few words or something to us, we'll be happy to try to talk to you as best we can. But I'll tell you, that show that is going there is going to be so action-packed, I don't think we're going to have much time to respond.
That's awesome. Now, we'll probably have some interviews from some of the bullfighters, maybe before or after they compete that night. Afterwards, we're also going to the Kupelin Dance Hall, where this town is just an unbelievably small town. The dance hall was actually an old cabaret, and it's been around for over 100 years, and it looks almost exactly like it did then. We're going to spend the night there and do our after party as well as our buckle presentation for the top four. You know, they'll get their awards there. It's going to be a great time. Any of you that would like more information about the FFB, you can go to FFBXTREME.com. For those of you that are listening online, if you'd like to call in and ask any questions or promote an event in your area, you can call 646-915-9940. Again, that's 646-915-9940. Now, Jay, you're on the line with us. You got hurt recently in a freestyle bullfight. Kind of give us an update of what they had to do and how soon you're going to be back on the field.
Well, a couple weeks ago, well, it was about a month ago it happened. Kind of went head-to-head with a bull, literally. And a couple weeks went by, and swelling went down, and I noticed my face was kind of caved in on one side. So went in, got a CAT scan. They scanned my cat, you know, and it wasn't doing too well. So they had to put a couple titanium plates in my face and what they call a little pillow underneath my eye. And I didn't ask no more because I don't want to know anymore, to be honest. They said I'll be out about 8 weeks, and I guess right now I'm going on a little over 6 weeks left. And I think if somebody drops out of this deal, I'm going to be fighting, you know, Saturday, to be honest. But anyways, yeah, hopefully I'll be back here pretty soon, about 6 weeks or so, and get back on the road, start doing things.
Trying to
make some money and get ahead in the standings, you know.
Yes, sir. Now, some of the guys might be happy that you're not there. You did play second in the Stephenville freestyle bullfights with the Extreme Tour. Play second, just under Toby Henry. Now,
hey, Dwayne.
Quite a bit of a rundown about your age, so we won't go into that.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
You're cutting out bad, man. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now, Scott?
Nope. You're way back there.
You know what's really funny,
Dwayne? What's that?
What's really funny is the pair of them are in the same truck.
Why don't you guys just be on the same phone, but
yeah,
everything
no.
He says, I'm trying to cover my ear because I'm hearing everything he says first, then I hear it again. So I'm trying, but anyways, Dwayne, you're kind of cutting out there for a second, so if you could say that again, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Now, Jay actually plays second in our bullfights there in Stephenville, Texas. He was second to BM, and Toby was on the phone last week with us on the line, and we kind of had our way, having a little fun with Jake. Jay is one of the up-and-coming bullfighters with the FF. You know, I guess you could say this is Jay's rookie year, freestyling bulls, and to play second in a pen of men and animals competing in an event like that was pretty phenomenal. And to be taken out, you know, for a time, it's pretty heartbreaking for any of you that have played any type of sport and taken an injury, whether it be basketball, football, or anything. You know, to sit on the sideline lines and watch someone else is always frustrating because you want to be in there. So I pulled a little joke on Jay. He was flying into Texas today, and we were waiting around to pick him up. So I thought I'd have a little fun with him, knowing he didn't bring his baggies or any of his gear. So I told him I'd actually reserved a spot for him. And you could hear it. He was like a little kid that got his first bike. He was so excited. Really? Really? I could see him jumping up and down in the airport. So we had a little fun with that. But on that note, Joe, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, a joke. You know, you and I, Joe's an announcer. I do comedy at all these events with the IPRA. And Joe and I have a lot of fun. Joe is a former rodeo clown, and, you know, knows kind of how to set himself up. And a lot of times Joe will get frustrated because he'll set it up for me to slam him, and then people think I'm the man because I've just worked him over, and he's actually set me up for it. So, Joe,
know,
I'm going to give
dude.
You your 5 minutes of fame.
All right.
What is one of your funniest jokes that you know?
A funniest joke? Like a clown joke?
Like a joke, Joe. I don't care. I don't know. I mean, Freddy Krueger's not really a clown joke. So it's going to have to be something funny. You know, joke means something funny, Joe. I guess you've lost your edge since you started announcing and you're not doing comedy.
I didn't
comedy.
Know what you're looking for. Like, you're pulling a – you're talking about how you pulled a gag on Jay and then you're asking me for a joke. Like, one of my vets – you want to steal my material for this weekend? I mean, I'm all about it. I'll tell you some of my old –
I need a joke. That's what I'm trying to do. I need a new joke, Joe. Because,
right.
You know, all these brain injuries, I can't remember mine. So help me out here, bud.
Well, my favorite one I used to tell back in the day when I was a rodeo clown was the story about how I went and visited my grandparents, and my grandparents were recently retired. And my grandfather was just loving life, living large as a retiree, and he was just bragging about how great everything is. He gets a discount on his breakfast and doesn't have to do anything all day. And he says, but the greatest thing about being retired is that God treats him better. So what are you talking about, God treating you better? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, every time at night when I get up to go to the bathroom, God turns the light on for me. I'm like, come on, that's insane. He's like, yeah, and even better than that, when I'm done going to the bathroom, God turns the light off for me. I'm sorry, that's kind of interesting. He's like, yeah, it's the greatest thing, being retired and now I'm with God. So obviously I didn't really believe too much of it. Kind of sounded like a crazy old man talking. So I went and asked my grandma. I said, Grandma, what's this about Grandpa? He says, every time he goes to the bathroom, God turns the light on for him. And when he's done, God turns the light off for him. And Grandma says, Joey, don't worry about your grandpa. He's just peeing in the fridge again.
That's pretty good.
Well,
that's pretty
what,
good.
Man, that's gotta make for some sour cereal when you go in there to get the milk.
Yeah, man. You may not have milk after that, but you dang sure have orange juice.
Oh, it's just wrong.
I actually have a true story about that, and my stepdad is probably about to kill me right now whenever
okay.
I tell this.
Jay, where are you from?
I'm from Oklahoma.
Your passenger seat.
No, he's not where he's at right now, but Jay's from Oklahoma. So anything he says, we've got to put a disclaimer on it saying he's from Oklahoma.
Hey, the guy that did this is actually from Kansas, okay? So don't be putting too much on Okies there.
Okay, he was probably like right over the border of Oklahoma into Kansas. So go ahead, Jay.
Okay, so my mom is waking up in the morning and finding things in the fridge like dog food and cat food and stuff like that. And one night she's up and about moving around and she's kind of a light sleeper. Well, my stepdad comes walking through the living room butt naked. Okay. And she noticed this several times. She's a real life sleeper. She noticed he keeps getting up and everything. And then one night, she comes in, and the entire refrigerator is, like, decorated with towels, like, hanging down like little curtains in front of all the stuff. And that's what my stepdad's doing. He is sleepwalking and decorating the refrigerator and, like, feeding the cats weird food out of the refrigerator and just putting cat food in the refrigerator. It was ridiculous. And I'm going to catch so much hell for that, it's not even funny, but I think that's a fantastic story right there. Just to bring some truth to your joke there, Joe, you know?
Hey, well, it's kind of an ongoing theme with me.
Yeah, I tell you what, kind of on the same, because there's nothing funnier to talk about than poop or pee, so this works out really well for me. The first time I come up to Joe's house, now Joe's going to swear up and down this is real, but I come to his house, and they live in kind of a two-story, a lot of places, you know, down south you don't see it, but everybody lives in a basement or a second floor there. Well, Joe and them live in the basement part of this place. It does have windows, so it's not like a dungeon. That's Joe's room. But so I'm there, I'm chilling out. I'm chilling out on the couch because we're fixing to head to another rodeo, and Joe said, hey, just come chill at my place. 4 months later, I left. The first night I'm there, his girlfriend gets up to leave, right? She's going to work. Well, I get this phone call. No, Joe gets this phone call that there's dog poop. Actually, at first, she said, I think Dwayne crapped in the hallway going upstairs. She actually accused me of defecating below the stairs and interpreting the hallway door for the bathroom. Now, Joe goes along with this and tells everybody he knows. I think Joe Facebooks this, tweeters, because Joe's like this computer geek, right? So Joe tweeters this, like 4,500 people now think I defecated at the bottom of Joe's stairs. So, Joe, go ahead and elaborate, because I know you have a lot more to say about this.
Well, I mean, it was the truth. I went and looked at it, and I decided to take the day off work that day because I wasn't going to get up to clean that mess up. Because I could have sworn it was you, man. I mean, we got into the Crown Royal a little bit the night before, you know what I mean? And,
Joe, we didn't drink. Joe, a little bit of Crown Royal. Crown Royal may
really?
Have made it runny. That stuff was a dog, bro. It was a huge mound. And Joe has
now
such a weak stomach. Joe has such a weak stomach, he can't even go to the bathroom on his own without getting sick. This dog stuff was there. He couldn't clean it up. He had to call in sick because he couldn't pass the dog poop.
And miraculously, it was cleaned up by the time I decided to go out at noon. But it was a big dog, dude. You're just bragging about it. You're proud.
Bro, come on. Dude, if that would have been me, you'd have had to call the hospital to find me. It was brutal. All right, Scott. Now, you've been around rodeo a little bit. What's your favorite joke?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot here.
You're directly on the spot.
I got to tell you, it's not as much a joke as it is, you know, sad. It really was. And I still don't know what to think of it. But the other day, man, I said, man, I got to go fishing. So it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I ease up out of the bed real easy because, you know, wife, she don't care for the whole fishing bit. Slide down the stairs, open up the garage door, man, back the truck, the boat out, and it starts raining. And, I mean, it is raining cats and dogs, how and when. I swear, I thought it was summertime and a hurricane was blowing through over here. So I back the truck in the garage, you know, back the boat back up in the garage, slide back up the stairs, all up in the bed. My wife kind of tosses, you know, just a little bit, and I snuggle up to her, and I said, you know, honey, I said, it is raining cats and dogs out there. And she said, I know it. My husband's out fishing. I just don't know what to think of that one. But, hey, I got to tell you, we actually got some callers on the line. Now, before I get into one of the callers here, if you want to talk to us and want to talk to D-Man or Mr. Joe Scully over here or the young one, what do y'all call him, the youngin', Jay over there?
Yeah, actually, do you know that guy that's on
here we go.
Over the Hedge? You know that little squirrel that's on Over the Hedge?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Oh, Hemi. I don't know his name. I just
His name is Hemi. So if you need to refer to Jay Brainerd, Hemi works.
Okay. Well, we'll call that his Indian name. What do you think?
Because that's his Indian name.
I call the ranch. We all have Indian names, and so we'll kind of bring Jay into that one too. Welcome to the club, Jay. You got your own Indian
name.
All right.
Hey,
Jay,
proud of it, but what's that?
Hey,
Jay needs to give us some kind of little Indian song or something.
I don't know about all that. I thought there was a caller on the line here.
We do have a 580 area code with their hand up. So if you want to talk to us, make sure you press the 1 so we know you want to talk. 580, what do you say we take that caller there, Dwayne?
Let's do it, Scott.
All right. 580, you're on the Soul Man Hour.
Hi, I have a question for Jay.
Oh, good God, I think this is my cousin.
Now, who is this?
That's Kelly
Bird. This would be Kelly Bird, Jay's cousin.
Kelly Bird, you just got nailed just by your voice. You're from Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
And
I
your
know,
accent
about to catch
gave
hell.
It away.
I'm about to catch
well,
hell right here, boys.
Oh, yeah. See, you texted me the number, so I called. Don't think I wouldn't call. So
all
since
right,
he's giving out.
Listen to that
since,
press one
since.
Part. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you forgot the press one part. No, I heard it when you call in, you hear it. So I pressed one. Since you're making jokes about your stepdad, Jay, are you single?
Am I single?
Yeah.
No, I'm not single.
Well, then who are you with?
Dally. She's probably back home listening right now. You know that.
I know. That's why you have to say her name. She's got to hear it. You think, hello, be a good boyfriend.
We're bringing that into the situation.
Jay's getting punked up because he didn't throw his girlfriend's name out. We have just reverted back to high school prom.
This girl is great, and she puts up with Jay. I don't know if you guys have YouTubed Jay. I have now shown this to my mother. She now has it on her iPod, and she shows it to everyone. My little cousin backflipping a Mexican fighting bull. Every single one of my friends looks at that thing. I posted it on my Facebook page, too, and they say, is he freaking crazy? So, yeah, well, can you backflip one?
Right there. Got my family out there promoting the FFB right there.
There you go. Now, you do know who taught Joe how to do the backflip, right?
Oh no!
I mean,
he tried to teach me how to do a backflip. That
you know
he
who
was
taught
always...
him how to. You know who taught him how to do the backflip?
Who?
It was his girlfriend when he smarted off and he didn't call her out on the radio. She popped him into a backflip because he didn't do the high school. I got to give a shout out to my girlfriend. All up in here.
Hey, I just want to make sure that all those girls who come to those rodeos know that my little cousin is taken.
Hey, now I just want to let you know your little cousin's with me, all right? And I've been 15 years and I've never been that kind of guy. So now, okay, before I get in trouble and you call my fiance and throw me under the bus, I just want to give a shout out to Sandy. I just want to say hi and thank you for listening because I am so excited you are on the radio with us.
See, exactly. You gotta. These people support you. You need to make sure they know that you love them.
What's
so I just wanted to say that.
Well, Kelly, Dolly's gonna appreciate that. Okay.
I know she will.
She is.
Anyway, she rocks. So, and the fact that she'll put up with your ass is, you know, woohoo! I can't believe it. So. But
well,
I just wanted to say I'm very proud of you, and quit getting your face smashed by bulls.
All right. Tell the family I said hi back home.
I will. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Miss Kelly. And for all of you,
hey,
for any of the women that call in, I just want to let you know that Jay is taken. As a matter of fact, when he got here on the airport, he was crying when he came down the escalator because he missed his girlfriend. He was deeply in distraught. He, as a matter of fact, he had to have the security guy help him down. But just want to let you know, if you do come to the Taylor event here April 24th in Taylor, Texas for the Extreme Tour, our security guy, the head of our security guy, is single.
And Big Robert.
I'm not going to say he's good looking because that's a little awkward coming from another guy. So that's another station. That one's on at 10. So just want to let you know. Now, Scott, do we have any more callers on the line?
No, we do, but we're right about halfway down. What do you say we jump out and take a short break, or do you want to take them callers first?
But I tell you what, let's take one more caller, and then what I'd love to do, I asked you about that, my favorite song. How about throwing that song in there about the bodies hit the floor? Let's take this next caller.
All right, 817-817, you are on the line with the Soul Man Hour.
This is Janie.
Hello.
Dwayne?
Yes.
This is your mom again.
What are you doing? Do you not have anything else to do, Mom?
No, I don't, but it took me 30 minutes to get to the right one. I was listening to last week's.
Last week? It does say listen live, not archive.
I know, hey. But, you know, I have to have training on this, you know? I'm not 10 anymore.
Or you give him a bunch of trouble because of what I just went through, okay?
There's
no embarrassing stories.
But
I don't get embarrassed.
You don't, no, he doesn't get embarrassed. He didn't care, I don't think. But
no.
I love him, and you guys are doing great. Take care of yourselves because nobody else can except for God. So just God bless you, and that's what I wanted to say. I love you guys.
All right. Well, thanks for being on,
you
Mom,
too.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's roll into that song. Scott's going to play it up. And, again, I want to thank Scott from Making8.com, who's making all this happen for us live. We're on the road right now. We just pulled up to a rodeo arena, so you're catching us live heading down the road. And Scott's running the DJ booth for us. So, Scott, how about let's roll into a little break and play a song.
Hey, you got that right, Dwayne. 330 area code, we got you. We're going to get to you right after the break. And, Dwayne, don't worry about it, man. I think every show that we've had, we've always had our mamas call in on the show and tell us what a good job we're doing. So here we go with some System of the Down. You're listening to the Soul Man Hour on Making8.com.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
Please
Welcome back to the Soul Man Hour and the FFB Extreme Tour. Scott, we're back on the line. Thanks for throwing that in for us. We've got another caller on the line.
Yes, sir, we do. 330 area code, you are on the line with the Soul Man Hour.
Dwayne, are you finally being a good big brother and babysitting Jay or not?
God
yes,
dang it.
I am.
Well,
is it Dave?
There for a little bit. Yeah, it's Dave.
Who hey. Told you to call?
Well, I had to make sure somebody's taking care of you.
Yeah, I'm taken care of, thank you.
You left your girlfriend at home, I take it, so somebody had to step up and take the role, so.
Did you all see her in Stephenville either? She anyways, carry on with the show.
Hang on. Jay's getting so flustered, he's shuddering.
The only girl I
saw. It's just kind of a bad deal.
With Jay was Ryan.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy right there.
Hey, Dwayne, got a question,
yes, sir.
Though. When you went to pick up Jay at the airport, did the flight attendant actually have to escort him off so he didn't get lost?
Actually, they did. You know how they put those little leashes on the kids with a harness?
That's right.
He had one of those on, and it had a bell so he could ring it if he got nervous.
Y'all are killing me. You're killing me here.
You know, and I know we joke around a lot about Jay's age, but Jay's probably one of the best young bullfighters I've ever seen. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years and seen a lot of guys coming up and down the road, but fighting bulls is not always about what you can do in the arena, but it's for me, it's not about as much what you can do in the arenas, but what kind of person you are. Anybody can stand out there and run around a bull, but, you know, the type of person you are, the just your character, it makes a big difference. And, you know, all the guys I've seen on this tour so far, and I know we're going to have some different guys come in, but at the FFB, one of our big things is character. That guys that, you know, if someone's listening or someone's out there, they can listen to them guys, they can see those guys, and they know any one of these bullfighters. They can hire for their rodeos, for any of those things, and they know these guys are going to come in and do a jam-up job. Not only that, but they're going to be able to promote their organization well. And that's something we strive to have at the FFB. Dave, how are you doing?
Tired.
Tired, huh? Now, when are you coming down to see us?
Oh, I'll probably be in Saturday sometime. I'm going to ride down with Andy Burrell.
Right on.
We're going to leave. It's only about 4 or 5 hours from his house. We're going to leave Saturday sometime and get there in time for the 3 o'clock meetings. And then I think we're going to load up and come back home Saturday night yet too, so.
Well, there you go. So it's
that
ought to be a good time for sure. Now we're going to be doing some promotion down on 6th Street tomorrow night in Austin, Texas, promoting the FFB. Last week we did the same thing, and we ended up spending about 4 or 5 hours down on 6th Street. And if anybody knows anything about 6th Street in Austin, it is one crazy place. You can go to just about any kind of facility you want to go to. So we definitely hit some crazy places. Jordan Lee was with us last week
there.
And, so above this one facility in the second floor, the dance floor, was plexiglass down to the first floor. And above that was elephant tusk that Jordan decided would be good to climb out on the end of the elephant tusk and hang and dance from. So, needless to say, we had a great time making that happen. Scott, do we have any other callers waiting on the line right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. We got a 620 area code on the line, but they haven't pressed 1, so I'm not sure if they want to just talk or listen. So, 620, if you're listening and you want to talk with us, better press that 1 button. Otherwise, we're going to roll on without you.
All right. Now, Scott, we had talked about making a phone call to some people earlier.
Yes, sir.
Can you make that first one happen for me?
Are we gonna kind of let on you're doing with the rest of the guys? Okay, so this is all.
No, matter of fact, Matter of fact, just go ahead and mute out everybody but me, and then you guys stay on the line. But we're going to make a phone call real fast.
Let me see if I get this first caller. Now, that's the first one that you that you sent me in the text, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see what we can get here. Man, I haven't done this in so long, it's going to take me a second here. We got it. All right, here you go. This one's yours. If it'll dial.
Oh, bullshit. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Jack Bernard with the Texas Cattlemen's Association.
Yes, sir.
I was calling to confirm up about the stock you will be bringing to, I believe it's Taylor, Texas, on April 24th.
Yes, sir.
Now, when will those be coming in?
Sometime. Tomorrow evening.
So Thursday evening. Now, will you have food and water for them there? Mr. Castro, can you hear me? Hello? We may have lost him. Can you hit that again?
You know what? Actually, we just did lose him. You want me to call him back?
Yeah, he has no clue.
Yeah, that's he's not getting suspicious yet?
I don't think so.
Love the way he answered his phone, though. That was great. Man, I should have had the mute button. Here we go. We're dialing back in.
Hello?
Mr. Castro, I think we got cut off.
Yeah, we should have fucked that cut off.
Hey, buddy, you're on live internet radio. This is Dwayne.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, you probably can't say that on the radio, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Was he getting a little nervous?
I wasn't nervous, dude. I knew I had feed and fucking water for them sons of bitches.
Hey, are you up on your health papers? Are they up on all their shots?
Shit, man. You me off, man.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
You got me, man. You got me.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. You better be glad you better be glad you just got real ticked off, because I was fixing to really roll into it with you, bud.
Oh, son of a gun, dude. I done had it out with them son of a guns. I forgot I'm
Oh, that's good stuff.
And I'll
Cody,
you what, man.
Huh?
Cody, while we got you on the line, I'd like to talk a little bit about, this is Cody Castro with the CH Fighting Cattle. These are the fighting bulls we use for the FFB Extreme Tour. Cody, kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on there at your ranch there in Louisiana.
Well, right now, man, we are sitting here pinning bulls right now and trying to sort through them, see which bulls we're taking. We've done had them bust out on us a few times. And we're back in the process. So we got them all back pinned, and we are leaving out in the morning, headed to Taylor, Texas.
Right on. Well, that's great. Now, this time, I don't know if you were listening earlier, Cody, but Jay got in trouble because he didn't do a shout-out to his girlfriend. So go ahead and give a shout-out to your wife so that way Jay's cousin doesn't call back and get on to you.
Lexi, I love you, baby, but the bull's calling.
We're doing relationship hour at the Soul Man.
Yeah, hey, Cody.
Like, do what?
Cody, can you believe my own family did that to me?
Jay, I cannot believe that, man.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yourself, not your family. You got to be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed of myself. From now on, I'm throwing a shout-out. You know what? I want to throw a shout-out to Rank Bull for helping me get down the road, my mother for, you know, helping me get to this world, and, of course, Dally Joe Hammond. I love you, babe. There we go. I got everything covered.
Hang on a second. I just threw up a little of my
Hang on, guys. I just threw up a little in my mouth. We're going to need
a
minute.
You notice I threw off the sponsor first.
There you go.
Hold up. Shut up. Hold up.
Yeah. Is that everybody gagging a little bit? Hey, Cody, sorry to almost give you a heart attack. We just wanted to have a little fun with you. Look forward to seeing you in Taylor, Texas. Now, for those of you guys that come in, the bullfighters that come in on Friday night, we're going to have a crawfish bowl, just some of the bullfighters and the staff here at the arena. But, Cody, we'll let you get back to pinning bulls, and we'll get on to our next phone call.
I love it, dude. Call me tomorrow, Dwayne.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Love you, man. Bye.
You too, buddy. All right, Scott. Now, that was Cody Castro with CH Fighting Cattle. Now, I'm not for sure. What about the next one?
Okay. What do you got? I got the 316 area code.
Yeah.
You want to go with that one? Now, I've got the other guys on the line. Once you break the chain, I'm kind of opening up the phone lines if they want to jump in there. All right?
Okay.
So, Joe, I don't know if he fell asleep back there. I don't know what Canada time is, or I know it stays dark up there most of the year, but he said he was talking about some sunshine, but I'm sure that's probably gone away now. It's only good for what, an hour or two up there?
Yeah, that's it.
Year.
You don't get much of a tan.
I tell you what, you're gonna laugh when you see me over there next week because I don't have a tan either, and I'm telling you, Ross Hill calls me chicken thighs, and for good reason. And I'm talking about it's all white meat. I mean, there ain't nothing there that's tan. So, hopefully, I get my window rolled down on the way to Alabama tomorrow, and on the way to Texas on Friday, and maybe I'll be able to get something off there.
I tell you what, Joe, I've seen a picture of Scott. He looks like Cat, the friendly ghost cousin. He looks like an albino gone bad.
Oh, man, thank you.
Anytime. All right, let's go with that 316 caller.
Right,
let's roll to that 316 call. We'll have a little more fun.
Yeah. Should I have the beep button, the sensor button ready to go on this one too, or what?
You might want to.
Because I'm going to tell you that last one there, boy, Cody, he had me run around in circles. I didn't know to hit it or not. And there's a delay in it is the problem. So even if it does, it's gonna start rolling. But, I was better off just keeping it beeped and let him just go at it.
Just beep. Sound like a heart. Sound like somebody just went into V-fib. Beep.
Yeah, you ain't lying. All right, here we go with 316.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've seen a lot of places all around the way. I've seen a lot of joy, and I've seen a
Hello? Hello? Scott, let's roll on to the next one.
Okay.
That had to be the freaking, how do I phrase this and be politically correct? The gayest ringtone I've ever heard.
That was kind of bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Ryan Mullins, one of our bullfighters, too. So I'm going to have a few issues.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you're bringing them to the FFB Extreme. Let's see if we can't work on them. But here we go.
Hey,
here we go. 719.
All right.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service.
Oh.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. Announcement 2, switch 58-4.
Oh, it's the right number, too.
We can check that off. I'm gonna actually text you the different number for them.
Okay.
And but in the meantime, Joe, what kind of fills in on your tour this year?
Hang on a second. We got them still locked on here. Let me get them unmuted. There we go. We're back on. We're back on with it, man. I'm trying to multitask, man, and I don't do that too well. I was just a bull rider.
Yeah, that's what she said. The funny thing is, before I get on with that, Dwayne's talking about the ringtones, trying to bust on Ryan Mullins. And there have been a few times there as Dwayne goes through his relationship points, and he's had some gear ringtone. Come on. And then he got rid of the music, and then he'd be like, hi, you've reached Dwayne. And then at the end of his voicemail, and if this is whatever his girlfriend's name is, I love you. And you just throw them up in your mouth every single time. Like, oh, so, dude, you be careful. If you're busting on my little buddy Ryan Mullins, you are in trouble.
Joe, hang on. Okay, we went down this route. Piss on your schedule, bro.
Yeah.
What do you sleep with?
I like to sleep with a teddy bear.
A freaking teddy bear, Joe. Okay, I can tell something, lover, but you sleep with a 3-foot teddy bear.
It helps me sleep.
It helps you sleep, Joe. I seen that on a website. It's the wrong one.
I like a little fur. What can I tell you?
That's why Joe can get out of his trailer in Canada and not have a problem with the teddy bears because they're all up there. You want to snuggle?
I acclimate. I'm all part of it.
Actually, if you go on the Facebook, I'll post it on my FFP Extreme Facebook. You can go on there. If any of you guys would like to be our friend on there and kind of follow our tour, you can go to the facebook.com/FFB Extreme. And I will post the picture of Joe there hugging this teddy bear. So I think it's a little more manly to tell some woman you love her than to sleep with a teddy bear. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's the vote of the week. Which is more manly? Which would a woman rather have? A man tell her he loves her on the phone through a message, or that a man sleeps with a teddy bear? That's like a midget with fur.
It just shows how affectionate I am.
But the question is, how many times are you changing the "I love you, girl"
week? That's really irrelevant. I mean, would you rather change the voicemail to love a different girl or change your teddy bear?
But,
I'm just saying.
I'd get caught the old girl on my voicemail. I wouldn't think about changing it.
Yeah, you just don't put a name. Tell me if this is you, I love you. You know?
Yeah.
You can just leave it. It's generic at this point, right?
Yeah.
So, Joe, what's the name of your teddy bear?
Mr. Fraggle.
Mr. Fraggle, excuse me for being Mr. Obvious here, but you have a male teddy bear you sleep with. I'm not a Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I'm just saying, Joe, I think you may be in the wrong association.
Hey, you hired him.
Dwayne,
I'm with you, Dave.
definitely
Jay, you really can't say much. Ryan was the buddy you brought with you.
What's that?
Jay brought Ryan with him to the bullfight. And Joe, I'm a little nervous now, you know what I mean? You wonder why I always sleep on my back when I was on your couch.
At least Ryan's 3-foot teddy bear talks back and carries his own weight, you know.
Yeah. His teddy bear can buy lunch. Joe actually takes his teddy bear to lunch and buys.
Yeah. And then we have tea in the afternoon. It's really nice. Why are you busting on it?
Yeah, a little crumpets and tea before bed.
Are we gonna all have some tea with Mr. Fraggle, you know, while we're sitting over there in Taylor, Texas this weekend?
Joe, if you bring Mr. Fraggle, and I'll turn him into Mr. Fragments.
They're going to have to use you to replace them.
Yeah, I have a sweet little exploding bear act.
Wow.
Now, I have to throw something out. Joe is recently engaged, as well as Joe has just found out he's going to be a father. Now, I'm not sure what God was thinking letting Joe reproduce, but, you know, congratulations, Joe, on that, I think.
Yeah, Mr. Fraggle was out of the room at that time.
Wow.
Did you have some explaining to do after that?
No, I just, every time I hear a shotgun, though, I get chills.
Yeah. Mr. Fraggle's ticked off. So you were cheating on me, huh? I know what you're doing. This is not going to happen again, bro. I'm not kidding you. I will shave my fur. I'm not kidding. You're laughing now, but you won't be laughing later when you have to snuggle by yourself, huh? Use a freaking pillow. I can't look at you like I can. I can look at you with my permanent smile.
He's not Spanish.
What is he, Joe?
You're French Canadian.
Yeah, he's French Canadian. He speaks la language of love.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's Canadian. Let me give you my Canadian voice. Oh, I'm so sorry for coming here. Thank you. Come again. Joe and I will snuggle for good. Yes, I've come to Canada to buy a packing sack.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention to you, man. We're actually under the 5-minute mark. It's rolling so quick here, man. But hey, you're gonna fire me my first day on the job running the switchboard, man. I don't blame you.
You can't even get good help. I've got one caller on the line with a freaking teddy bear he sleeps with. Another one that won't say hi to his girlfriend because he's trying to hook up in Taylor. You know, so I got running the switchboard that can't even read, and we can't find a computer in Braille. So, you know, what are we going to do here, right?
Well
I know, guys,
we've
had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun, and we're getting to the end of our show. Next week, I'll actually be in Colorado, and we're going to be live in Colorado at a reality series for CMT. I'm in a reality series called The Real American Cowboy. I've got to compete against 12 other men to break 8 horses in 1 week, teach them to rope. I've got to do some stunt work and quite a few other things. I'll be there for about 3 weeks. So we're going to be live from, I believe it's Alamosa, Colorado, at the T-Bone Ranch. So you guys can definitely check us out, and we'll be back on live next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and I'll have some great guys on the line. I'm not sure who they're going to be. And if they're not great guys, we won't even put them on the air. We'll just make fun of them on the air, which will be funny for us. But we'll be talking more about how the bullfights went in Taylor, Texas. And if any of you would like more information about the FFB Extreme Tour, you can go to ffbextreme.com. You can look at makin8.com and check out some of the recent archives from Scott's show. Scott's going to be live. Scott, what time is your show tomorrow?
My show tomorrow is going to be at 9 Eastern time, 8 Pacific. We're doing our Back on the Ranch show. Going to talk a little bit about the event coming up here. We're going to have Ross Hill that's out there in Alabama. We're going to be doing our Back on the Ranch sitting live from his place. And, if you've ever listened to the Ross Hill Hour, you know this guy does not get very good signal out there. So I'm bringing my own golf clubs so we can try to get the good reception. We're gonna do it upright down there next tomorrow night, and that'll be 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central.
Right on. Well, I sure appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys calling in, and I hope we got to some of the callers. And next week we'll be taking more calls. You guys can ask questions. I'll let you know how the voting's gonna be so you can call in and vote. Hopefully, I'll be able to stay on the show, win a little money, and have some fun. Promote the makin8.com as well as the FFB Extreme Tour, where we're here to promote freestyle bullfighters, have a little fun with each other, talk about anything from politics, religion, comedy, and making fun of Jay Brainerd and Joe Scully. I think we may have to get a little more onto Joe Scully than Jay Brainerd because Jay may be young, but he still doesn't sleep with a teddy bear. So thank you guys for coming out with us this evening. Joe, Jay, Dave, and Scott, thank you guys for being with us. Look forward to seeing you again this Saturday night in Taylor, Texas for the FFB Extreme Tour, and we will see you guys again soon. Thanks, Scott. Can you roll us out of here?
All right. Yes, sir. All right. You've been listening to the Soul Man Hour on MakinAid.com. Y'all take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.